And now it's time to check in on the state of science.
This is KERA
for WWNO,
St. Louis Public Radio,
Iowa Public Radio News.
This is a segment where we highlight science stories from communities around the nation. And today's story comes to us from the public radio station WWNO in Louisiana, where a USDA program might pay whole neighborhoods of people to move out of their flood-prone houses and settle down in safer ground. Molly Peterson reported that story for Louisiana Public Radio Partnership, and she's here with us now. Welcome back to Science Friday, Molly.
Thank you.
So set the scene for us. Where are these neighborhoods in Louisiana?
Well, last year, in early August of 2016, there was a massive flood in Louisiana. It covered many parishes. 13 people died, and there was about $2.4 billion in flood insurance claims. These neighborhoods are near Baton Rouge. One of them is northwest of Baton Rouge. That's in Pointe Coupée Parish. And the other one is in the town of Gonzales, which is in Ascension Parish, on a street called Silverleaf.
Mm-hmm. And some of these residents have witnessed some pretty devastating floods. I know you interviewed one resident, Ethel Stewart, about a big flood there in 2016. We have a clip of that.
Oh, it came. It was rushing by 4 o'clock. Mm-hmm. They blow the horn for us all to get out. And they're saying, get out. We got out. Those sandbags don't even do no justice. The water comes right straight through it.
So when you got here, did it flood like this?
No.
It's gotten worse.
Yes.
So she's telling you things are getting worse over time.
Yeah, I went door to door in that neighborhood in the depth of summer, just knocking on doors. A lot of people are still coming back. They might have cell phones that are on or not on, but they, you know, they're still figuring out how to put their houses back together. These are largely poor, elderly Black folk who've been here 40 years or so. They call their own neighborhood Flood City.
Mm. You asked some of the residents in the Pecan Acres about how they feel about having their whole neighborhood relocate, and Ethel Stewart again said,
let us all, you know, come together so we can go as one and move another place instead of flooding out every year because we're getting older. We'll be better off.
So what? I'm sorry, Ethel. Why the USDA? Why not FEMA money or something like that?
Well, the USDA has something called the Natural Resources Conservation Service, and within that, the Emergency Watershed Protection Grant. This grant is widely used all over the country. It's just usually used to take land that's used for farmland and turn it back into wetlands. It pays people the value of the property before the flood incident. And to return the land to a wetland, you have to rip out everything human that people put there. So houses, foundations, pipes, you know, sewers, electrical, everything.
Did you find that everyone felt like Ethel Stewart about getting out, or was there pushback on this?
There was pushback. I mean, people in Pecan Acres tend to be in the same position, so I think that's a good reason why. And they've all continued to live in their own houses. So I think those are reasons why they want to stay together. In Silverleaf, in Gonzales, where some people are renting, some people are newer to the neighborhood than others, it's a little more complicated. Yeah, and they haven't decided. Yeah.
President Trump announced that he wants to put an end to federal flood insurance on vulnerable coastlines like Florida and Louisiana, places like that. Climate activists are actually cheering him on this.
Yeah, though it's important to note that the idea actually came from Craig Fugate, the former head of FEMA under Obama, who raised this idea immediately after Hurricane Harvey. And after President Trump rescinded an executive order from 2015 that required federal agencies to develop new flood standards. So, yeah, climate activists are cheering this on, but this is an idea that people who don't like talking about climate change in this area also support.
Well, it may be a way that the president doesn't know he's endorsing the idea of climate change when he says when he thinks it's a hoax.
Yeah, I mean, I think these disaster responders also say that this isn't a natural disaster, that this is just a disaster, that we've allowed people to build in places and rebuild and remain in places that are dangerous. Louisiana has a lot of those.
Molly Peterson covers climate and environment issues, and she's reported this story for the Louisiana Public Radio Partnership. And we're hoping that everybody in the Gulf Coast comes through Hurricane Nate, scheduled to touch down this weekend unscathed. Thank you, Molly.
You're welcome.
After the break, the ABCs of altcoins, bitcoins, cryptocurrency. It makes your hair hurt. We're going to try to make it a little less troublesome for you. Stay with us. We'll be right back.